Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. The Northeast Louisiana Master Gardeners present a seminar coming up next Saturday, January 19th. Several topics will be discussed and information shared about best practices for getting the most from your garden. For a preview, joining me in studio is Carrie Hefner, Vice President with the Northeast Louisiana Master Gardener Association. And by phone, special guest speaker Roger Swain, longtime former host of PBS's The Victory Garden. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you.
Carrie, the annual seminar is a highlight for growers in the area. What is set for next Saturday?
Well, this is our third annual seminar coming up on the 19th, and our theme this year is going to be the kitchen garden, flowers and food from the home garden. And so everything you wanted to know about how to get the most out of your vegetable and flower gardens for your home will be the topic.
Getting underway that morning, registration is going to be occurring about 7:30.
Doors will open at the West Monroe Convention Center on Ridge Avenue at 7:30, and we'll get the program underway at about 8:15.
Many may be familiar with some of the guest speakers that will be taking place. Some local speakers will be here, as well as we mentioned Roger. Tell us about the lineup.
Well, this year we've really scored. We have two local speakers, Teresa Morris, who is the former owner of Time in the Garden down in the southern part of Ouachita Parish, and that's T-H-Y-M-E. Teresa is well known throughout the parish and the area as an herb gardener. She'll be speaking about herb cultivation. Christy Francis, who is over with the city of West Monroe and is out at Caroli Park, will be speaking on flowers. And then, of course, our special guest is Roger Swain, who will be talking about the vegetable garden. So,
For those who many are familiar, but for those who may not be, tell us a little bit more about Roger.
Well, when you think of the Victory Garden, you think of Roger Swain, or at least I do. I told him some of my friends got up on Saturday mornings and watched cartoons. I got up on Saturday mornings and watched the Victory Garden. Mm-hmm. And I literally learned to garden from Roger and Chef Marion watching the Victory Garden all those years.
Well, Roger, we're glad that you're with us. And tell us a little bit about the topic of your presentation coming up next Saturday.
Well, it's a great pleasure. I'm talking about Victory Gardens. You know, Victory Gardens were created as part of the war effort back in World War One originally, and then revived in World War Two. But we need Victory Gardens more than ever. The cultivation of food does so many wonderful things for everyone. Not only does it guarantee, you know, good health and good exercise for the gardener, but there's no better way of building community and getting to know your neighbors than sharing the stuff you've grown. And heavens, it's impossible to be a vegetable gardener and not have extra. I mean, you put in a second zucchini plant, and by July you're a zucchini philanthropist.
This is true. Well, Roger, what do most gardeners overlook that you feel lends to better growing? Common question?
Yeah, in these time-pressured days, everyone is looking for what they call a low-maintenance gardening, and people are always coming to me and saying, so what's the best fertilizer? What's the best fertilizer? And I tell them it's the gardener's shadow, and they look at me sort of funny, and then they realize that what I'm saying is there's no substitute for being out in the garden regularly. When you're out there, then you know what's wrong, and you know what needs watering, and what could do with a little more fertilizer, and what could do with the bugs being removed. And everybody wants a low-maintenance vegetable garden, and so do I, but I just never found one. There's no substitute for being out there. So you're guaranteed success if you're actually out in the garden casting a shadow on your plants.
Maybe that kind of answers my next question for you. But, you know, last year, our area and much of the nation, for that matter, saw a lot of heat in the late spring and summer. Some of us, myself included, didn't fare so well. What is some advice that you could give to growers who may...
Well, you know, year by year, there will be shifts in crops in the large range that where we raise major food crops may move. Here in New England, the sugar maples are going to be negatively impacted, as they say, and maple syrup production will move north. But on a year-to-year basis, about the best a gardener can do is spread out the risk. It's sort of the same thing we say in an investment portfolio, is that you don't put all your tomatoes in the same place and not all the same variety. The ups and downs will come in more commonly. You know what they say about water. They say too little rain, farmers complain. Too much rain, farmers starve. And the, you know, I can tell you how to deal with floods, which is raised beds and better drainage and all that. When it comes to heat, you just have to look for the heat-resistant varieties.
Well, Roger, certainly looking forward to your presentation coming up next Saturday, and looking forward to anecdotes and advice. And, of course, you look forward to, I'm sure, the question and answer period as well with folks that will be there.
Everybody, bring your questions. I've been at this game now. You know, they say, have you raised vegetables all your life, Mr. Swain? And I say, not yet.
Well, Kerry, Roger does have a full day. Another appearance coming up just after the seminar, correct?
Yeah, he'll be at the seminar that morning at the West Monroe Convention Center, and then he'll be at the Master Gardener's Table that afternoon at Ag Expo, which is across the interstate at the Ike Hamilton Center. So,
Registration information, and how can someone find out more about the Northeast Louisiana Master Gardeners Association?
Well, there are flyers strategically placed at our local garden centers and hardware stores, places like that. But you can also contact the LSU Ag Center at 704 Cypress Street and get all the information. Registration is $20. It hasn't changed from last year. And a good value and a good way to spend Saturday.
Looking forward to that with the Northeast Louisiana Master Gardeners Series, the seminar that's coming up next Saturday. A lot of great speakers, including Roger Swain, who will be the featured keynote speaker there. Kerry, Roger, thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
You can hear this and other Landgap broadcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.